Front room, all the front room and living room, yeah.
Uh-huh. What about the porch? Do you ever hear any other names for porch?
Called them galleries. Used to call them all galleries.
Do you hear that nowadays?
I don't believe. I never hear it.
On the fireplace, the thing that comes out in front of the fireplace, you call that the... Maybe it's made out of brick or...
Hearth?
Hmm?
Call it a hearth.
Okay.
That's what you call the hearth of the fireplace.
Do you all have a fireplace here?
Yeah.
Do you use it during the winter?
No, we quit using it. I have a stacked chimney in there. I have a fireplace in the living room, that we call it, and in that back bed, in that other bedroom in there. I got a stacked chimney up the middle of it. And I used to, when we didn't have no gas or nothing here, I had a hole cut there, and I had a flue built up through there. And we had our stove sitting right here in this corner. There was a stove pipe went up through there, and went out that joint, went out on top of the house, smoke up there, where we used to burn wood here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever burn coal?
No coal burnt nowhere, only in the shop where they used for blacksmith work.
What would they carry coal in if they burned it?
I don't know what they carried in here. I don't know how they would have carried it. The coal, all the coal that we ever got in this country here, the people that had these little old shops to sharpen plow points and things, when we had this packet boats on the river here, we'd get down yards.
They had what boats?
Packing boats. We had the steamboats that come up and down the river that brought you the freight and pick up if you had something to ship, if you had a cub of turtles or hog or a cow or staves or anything you wanted to ship. They'd load them all up and carry them to New Orleans. And you'd send them to a man down in New Orleans and they'd sell them and send you the check back.
You said if you had a
cub of turtles? We used to catch lots of loggerhead turtles here. And they'd put them in cubs, you know, them old big turtles.
Uh-huh.
And they'd buy them in New Orleans.
To eat?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah, sure. Do you know any little turtle soup?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never tasted it.
Well, it's good.
Do you catch turtles out here?
Sometime we catch some pretty good ones.
How do you catch them? They're right through the line, won't
they? Yeah, but sometimes you catch them on hooks. They'll get tangled up in a kind of a net, you know, a fish net or something, and you catch them that way. They'll go in any kind of a place for something to eat.
On the fireplace, what do you call the thing that goes up across it?
Mantel board.
Okay. What about the thing that you set the wood on?
Fire dogs.
Do you ever hear another name for them?
Fire irons and fire dogs is all I know.
What would you call the kind of wood you'd use to start a fire with?
Pine. We go out here in the hills and haul a load of pine in here, just good old fat rich pine, and you just caught a fire right like that, you know. Build your fire on your stove and your fireplaces. We used to do it all the time. I've had a many a load of it brought in here.
Any special name for the small pieces of pine?
Splinters.
Okay. What about lighter or kindling?
Well, that's lighter or kindling for your fireplaces.
Does that have to be pine?
Not necessarily. A lot of people use cypress or any other kind of dry woods of any type that they could get a hold of, you know.
Mm-hmm. You might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back. You'd burn all night.
That's right.
What do you call that?
Backlog.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Smut.
Hmm?
Smut.
Any other name for that?
I don't know of anything else.
What about soot or
soot?
Soot. Uh-huh.
Well, soot or smut's the same thing. I read the same thing to us is smut and soot, you know.
You just call it smut?
Yeah, we call it smut.
What's the stuff you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in a room. This thing here is called a